Hello, everybody. Welcome to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today's guest is Professor Igor Almeida. He's from the Department of Biological Sciences, in fact, the winner also of the 2014 Distinguished Award for Research on the campus. Igor, welcome.
Thank you, Keith. I'm very glad to be here.
Tell us, what do you do?
Oh, well, I work with, I have been working with Chagas disease, also known as American trypanosomiasis, for the last 24 years, and which is a very important infection, chronic infection, happens throughout Latin America and affects about 8 to 10 million people right now, and has become a very important disease for the United States as well and countries in Europe. As far as well to Japan and Australia.
So it's not a tropical disease per
se. Yeah, it used to be restricted to Latin America from Mexico down to Argentina, but now is globalized. So I have been working with the parasite that caused the disease for the last 24 years, as I said, looking at trying to understand what is the composition of the parasite surface, which contains molecules that interact with the host, and they very important to establish the chronic infection in humans. So we're trying to understand how the parasite is made up and trying to exploit these molecules for vaccine development.
Okay, it started out as a tropical disease down in the warmer climates,
yes.
Although Argentina gets quite cold.
Yeah.
But clearly, once a person is infected, the temperature, the ambient temperature, is not a big issue at all.
It's not a big issue because the disease can be transmitted by several ways. Can be transmitted originally by the insect vector known as the kissing bug, which is found throughout, I'll say, throughout the Americas. Three quarters of the American states have this insect vector, down to Patagonia, which is pretty cold.
Very cold.
Yeah. Also, the disease can be transmitted by blood transfusion, organ transplant, congenitally from the mother to the fetus. And lately, another very important way to transmit the disease by drinking contaminated liquids and juice and also food. That's very important, especially in northern Brazil and Venezuela.
So it's amazing. I mean, there's so many ways these little parasites get to us.
Yep.
We're sort of sitting ducks out there.
Yep.
Is it better to drink beer? I mean, is beer infected as far as you know?
Yeah, like a former student of mine used to say that he used only drink beer because it's safe.
Yeah, absolutely. You're
never going to get Chagas disease through drinking beer.
How close are you to a vaccine? Because I know that's the holy grail.
Yeah, we have right now a vaccine that works very nicely in very effectively in mice. And we are moving on to testing the vaccine in non-human primates, specifically baboons, in the next, I think, few weeks.
Thank you very much, Igor Almeida, Professor of Biological Sciences here at UT El Paso. This is 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas here in El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell.